This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get some football in the mix. Blitz, music, David. Yes! The worst sport on the planet. Let's talk about it.
It is the worst sport on the planet. But I want to do this here. It is some betting that I want to get to here for college football.
Yes.
Let's go through the top 25. There's a bet for every team. I'm not going to go through every team.
I want all 25 of them. Let's go.
Top 10 is what I want to focus on. Just a few outside of it that I liked. For number 24, Tennessee Volunteers, it says the best bet would go +105, Tennessee over 8.5 wins. Would you like that one?
I don't. No. I mean, I understand getting a transfer QB and Aguilar to come over and maybe save them. This is still a Josh Heupel offense, and you're basing it not on Nico of last year. The idea was development and Nico's breakout party. And I think the SEC is on a revenge tour this year. I'm out on Tennessee.
Exactly what he said, David. No, I don't see Tennessee gathering up those wins. They basically did a quarterback swap with UCLA.
And now Appalachian State's QB has to save you.
And now you have to basically start all over with a brand new QB in this system. So, no.
It's a very similar thing here with number 20, Indiana, +115. Indiana over 8.5 wins is also done for them.
I think so. The magic is gone. Most of the James Madison people are gone. Cignetti's going to have to start from scratch, and he's going to have to show that he's a real coach and not just bringing over his kids from his previous marriage.
They still don't play anybody, and I can't wait to pick against them when they play Illinois week 4. I just can't take any more of the Cignetti stuff.
Wait, you're going full Moomoo?
Moomoo. Wow. I'm betting on a coach who wears a duvet cover. I'm in.
Mike, never go full Moomoo.
Well, it's a day that ends in Y. Bielema does. Yes, David.
The last one outside of the top 10 that interests me was at number 18, the Oklahoma Sooners. It is Oklahoma under 6.5 wins at +135.
I disagree. Look, it's a referendum year on Venables. They have, hopefully, a healthier year. And if John Mateer is not in gambling trouble, he's a superstar. And they got Jaden Ott. Yeah. It's a bounce back year for them. And it's all on now. Like, it's got to happen for them. And 6.5? Like, come on, man. If you can't go 7-5 with the resources they have, get gone.
He's fired. I think Mateer is going to be a little bit miffed because of all this gambling stuff coming out. Yeah, I think that they will clear that easily.
So let's get into the top 10. Let's start at number 9 with the LSU Tigers. At +135, LSU under 8.5 wins.
You know what? No, David, I'm going to go over. I think they get to 9 wins. Why? Because I think the common theme is what I'm going to say. If you have an experienced quarterback in college football, you have a leg up on your opponent because he knows the system. So with Nussmeier there, I'm going to go over.
I mean, I still think they're going to lose to Clemson in the opener, but Man, if Kelly goes 8-4, he's toast. The defense has incrementally gotten better. Whit Weeks is still back. Second year in the new DC system. And you're right. When you have experience and you have a quarterback that has multiple years in that scheme, look, I don't think they're going to win the SEC. I think they're going to have a good year. And they get a couple of their biggest games at home. Those have to be wins.
Number 8, Alabama Crimson Tide.
Over.
The bet for them is Alabama to miss the playoff at plus 125.
I disagree.
Ooh, wow.
I disagree. First of all, they might have the best defense in America.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, Bama O-line is back, led by Caden Proctor, who's going to play at 365 pounds with a 34-inch vert. That's nuts.
Yeah.
If Ty Simpson is just not ass, they'll make the play.
If he's just don't turn the ball over Ty, then, yeah, they will make the playoffs, David. Wow, no. That's ripped to not make the playoffs?
Plus 125, yes.
That seems like just easy money.
Number 7, Oregon Ducks. The bet for them is Oregon to miss the playoff at plus 210.
Why is this the most negative list ever? Look, they bring so much to the NIL table. They've recruited the trenches so well. This is about Dante Moore. I would defer to Rico. No. He knows the kid. He's his quarterback coach in the offseason. My fear is Dan Lanning is like James Franklin light. If it's a big game, Lanning comes up small.
Well, and the fact that Dante Moore in the system, David, but didn't really play last year, that's going to be a problem. Learning on the fly. There are certain schools where you don't get that opportunity. You start screwing up, they have to go to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. I would actually take that bet.
Oregon does not. Corbin, who is sitting next to me today, Oregon fan, looked like he wanted to kill me when I said that, missed the playoffs. So sorry, Corbin.
David, it really does boil to the quarterback, because you could have all the speed and everything out there, but if you can't move the ball down the field, I would take that bet of them not making it.
So number 6, Notre Dame, the best bet for them is -2.5 at Miami to open the season.
Wait, say it again?
Their best bet for them is the game that they open up with at Miami, -2.5 for Notre Dame.
Leave me out of it. It's CJ Carr in his first career game. Carson Beck, very uneven last season. I'll take Marcus Freeman all day, every day over Mario Cristobal, so I would just go there.
Yeah.
But I think that's a game I don't see any advantage to. You're on your own.
Well, it's a field goal, basically. So, yeah, that's Vegas odds maker did a great job with that, David. But I would slightly take Notre Dame. I would take Notre Dame in that bet.
So the next two here, they're positive. For number
You're
5,
positive,
Georgia.
They're negative?
For number 5, Georgia, it is Georgia over 9.5 wins at minus 180. And for number 4, Clemson, it is the best bet for them, Tigers to make the playoffs at minus 145.
I would take the Tigers to make the playoffs. I think the Tigers will probably win the ACC.
You're such a Clemson hater, and even you're on board. That lets me know. Look, it's a returning QB, and they hit the portal, got 3 big-time wide receivers.
He changed. Yep. He embraced the new college football. So if he could change, I can change.
That's right.
We all can change.
And Georgia under. I don't like Gunnar Stockton. I think there's a little bit of a talent drain. If you look at PFF's top 50 players in America, there's one Georgia Bulldog on it. I just don't see it. And I told you, I think the SEC top to bottom is as good as I've ever seen it. I think Georgia's going to have some problems.
Next would be number 3, Ohio State. Their best bet would be their game against Texas. They are the favorite at 2.5.
First time a preseason number 1's been an underdog to open the season.
Wow.
But I just don't know anything about Julian Sain. That's my problem.
And the game's at Columbus, too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, F. Fox. Big noon kickoff. It should be a night game. It should be a night game. Texas and OSU week 1. How's that not a night game? Noon? Couldn't even give us 4 o'clock?
You can't blame me for this one.
Nope.
I'm with you. That should be a night game.
Disgrace.
As a matter of fact, that should be the Labor Day game. Labor Day night. Like
Sunday night.
Build it all the way up the weekend and let that cap off the weekend.
And then I'll close it out with this one because it leads right into it, what you just said, which is number 1, Texas. The best bet there at plus 220, Texas to miss the playoff.
Aye. Look.
That means Arch failed.
My issue for them, they have a very good defense. I think Bama's will be a bit better, but Texas is right there. But they only return three starters on offense. And no matter what snaps Arch took against UTSA or whatever, this is live fire. Now, the benefit, you have Sark tailoring the offense.
Right, but maybe we should just listen to Archie Manning and say, hey, my grandson's not ready for the NFL. Maybe we're putting too much pressure on Arch because he's a Manning, but who's to say that he is ready for this, David? That may not be a bad bet to put a couple bucks on.
That is your college football blitz.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's do this. Rico hates it. David's awful at it. Corbin has no clue what the hell it is. We used to do this all the time, but in a run-up to college football. Not the COI crap. Actual football. I wanted to just test run it. And we'll do this in the lead up to the season. I have a Big Ten edition. Who am I?
Drew Stanton.
All right. So here's how it works, people. Okay. If you're new, I'm going to give clues. These are Big Ten players, and I'm going to be helpful to Rico. These are Big Ten players who played during the last 10 seasons. Nothing crazy.
So back to 2015.
Correct. Okay. Okay. It's within that time period.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, my God.
Totally legitimate.
Who was a Nebraska running back in 1970?
If you feel like you got the answer, let's announce I have the answer. Notate the clue that you're marking down. Whoever gets it first and right wins.
Okay.
Here we go. Clue number one. David, I did this just because I know what Rico's reaction will be. I am a man. Okay, now we'll get to the real clues. All right. I played for a traditional power, okay? Played for a good program.
Okay.
You can start weeding out things. I played a unique defensive position. Okay?
Played for a power. Man. Powerhouse.
Played for a good team and played a unique defensive position. I arrived to college with massive hype.
You just described everybody.
I think I got it.
Hold on. Oh, whoa. Are you sure you want to do this in your debut?
I mean, either I start strong or I start bleak. I mean, I think I got it.
All right, then hold on. You're done. Mark it down. David, make sure he marks it down and hands you a piece of paper. The rest of us are going to continue. My nickname is a term for a windy day.
Yep, I got it.
Got it.
Oh, my dear God.
Yep.
Okay. Corbin goes first. He was one ahead of you.
Jabril Peppers.
Unbelievable. He's a savant.
How did he
breathe
ahead of me? Yeah.
The other ones where I bailed on my team in my bowl game. I was the fakest Heisman invitee in history.
Oh, my God. I should have waited.
I had one career INT, and my last name is a vegetable.
We needed to hear the rest of that.
You know what? Well, I mean, from here on out, I'm going all the way to the end. If this is it, I'll let you guys have the win. Okay. I want to hear these clues.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So
I'm glad I guessed it.
No, but remember.
I don't care that he was ahead of me. I guessed it. I never guess.
But I wanted to just, the last time we did this a few years ago, Rico was irate. And I mean, I was picking some, I did Chris Darkins from back in the day. And he's like, nobody knows who that is. I'm like, it's Minnesota's all-time leading rusher.
Okay.
Yuma. Let's just go back to it. All right. Here's number two. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm a man. All right. I play offense. All right.
Okay.
Remember, it's a buildup. Don't get all bitter. I didn't start my career where I became famous.
I'm locked in.
What? Huh?
I'm locked in.
On what? I didn't even say anything. Okay, David.
Wait. Offense.
I feel like David's cheating. David, did you go into my notes or something?
No, not at all.
And you're a pastor, so this would be really low.
I did not. I'm just trying to get ahead of everybody. I might be wrong on the rest of the clues, though.
You know what? I want to hear the rest of the clues because I have an idea.
How? Okay.
A man, offense, and you finished your career where you didn't, basically you weren't famous at your first school. Okay.
Clue number four. Mike hated me.
Okay, that's not the guy I was.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Glad I didn't say anything.
Aha! Uh-huh. I was surrounded by elite talent.
Okay.
I didn't beat my new rival. Despite my limitations, I did get a ring.
David, you want to change your mind?
I may be wrong, but I'm sticking with it. I have to stick with it.
Corbin, any thoughts? You're just listening along.
So by ring, do you mean like the natty or could it be like the Big Ten title or whatever?
I am not at liberty to answer that question. The next clue will be illuminating.
Okay.
I was a quarterback.
Okay, that kind of takes out who I was thinking.
I think I might have it.
I got it.
All right, everybody calm down. He's pointing at me.
I don't have it. I want to hear the rest of the clues. You can have this one. I want to hear the rest of the clues.
Right. Corbin's locked in. David locked in the minute I said, I am a man. All right. I was an old man when I finished my career at 23. My senior year, I threw for 4,000 yards and 35 touchdowns. Who am I?
Okay. Now I'll lock in.
Locked in
before. I just wanted to hear
Let's that start with David, since he locked in when I said,
I'm a man.
Right. David,
Mike Gundy.
When you said he got famous elsewhere, not his first school, my guess was Russell Wilson.
Wrong.
Okay.
And you didn't listen.
Okay.
Played in the last 10 years.
Your hubris cost you.
I don't know what Bible verse that would be in, but you should go read it. Let's go to Corbin.
I'm not entirely confident on this, but Justin Fields.
Wrong. Mm. Excellent. Revenge. All right. Rico?
I went all the way to the end. Because I was thinking.
You waited. You were patient.
I was going with the Ohio. Was it Junkins who transferred in the running back? But you said he's a quarterback. He was old. And then I hearkened back to you hated him.
Hearken.
Because I listened to Cash the Ticket.
Hearken.
He just won a natty. Is the quarterback of Ohio State.
It's Will Howard.
Bang.
Will
Howard. Rico Beard, everybody. He hates the game, but he won a round of it. Now,
I wish I would have waited for the brief.
I was a complete fraud Heisman candidate. All right. Do you feel like I have improved the quality of this to where it's possible you can play?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want another set of these for tomorrow in our countdown to kickoff?
Well, how about next week?
Okay, Rico's not here tomorrow. I forgot about that.
So you should say yes.
You know what? You can call me.
No, hey! I'm not stony. All right, go enjoy your life. All right, David, a few
tickets. I'm here at Saratoga.
Hey, guys, I'm outside. I want to play.
I'm at the paddock. I got Big G with me. We're living it up.
David, ticket text. David, I'll come up with some for tomorrow with Stony. We'll just do this in the run-up to kickoff. Go ahead.
Someone thinks that Jabril may have been a little bit too easy saying everyone
but
pretty much
you
gotta
got to remember something. When we were doing this a couple of years ago, the constant refrain from you and Rico, too difficult, too obscure, to kick this off.
The Will Howard was good.
Thank you.
Because I was like, okay, it was the running back that came there last year. And then you're like, he's a quarterback. I'm like, wait, whoa.
But that's where it's a gamble to guess early.
Yeah. You're exactly right, because people on the ticket text were guessing early. Keon Coleman. They didn't wait for the quarterback.
But he's not in the Big Ten.
But he was, because they were going off of the got famous elsewhere.
Guys who left the Big Ten are eligible. Yeah. It's did you play in the Big Ten?
Someone guessed Kyle McCord, because he had a better year in Syracuse, but they didn't wait for other clues.
But that's the – okay. I just want to make sure.
Right. Okay, I didn't know it went the other way, because I'm like, oh, it could have been Joe Burrow.
I just wanted to make sure
that was also
I had done my job with this.
Wait, would Joe Burrow fit that?
He didn't play.
No.
He was at Ohio State, but he didn't play.
But he won a natty. He was
won
old.
A ring. He was old.
But he didn't play. In
surrounded by elite talent.
He sat there.
But he was there.
Okay, his participation trophy.
But wait, but he beat his rival.
He beat his rival. He beat his rival.
I would have ended up giving away the school he transferred to help you. David, some ticket text, please.
Someone says, I got 2 for 2. I'm better than Corbin. These are easy, Mike.
Well, I wanted to start. We're going to ramp up the difficulty before I give you like 1993 Indiana running back Alex Smith.
Someone else says, I was guessing Kenneth Walker got in too early.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Another one says, I thought for sure Rico was going to guess this one, Michael Penix Jr.
Or as the Georgia TV station called him, Michael Penis Jr.
See, I thought it was you had to be in the Big Ten right now, not the other way around.
So. Nowadays with transfer portal, anything, right?
Right. True. Very true. No, I like this, Mike. We should. You're gonna do it every day leading up to the.
I don't. We're gonna test run it. If the people like it, it's easy for me to come up with these. I just know how much you hated it. So at least now I've got you back
on
our
man.
Side.
All right. I'm 40.
Okay. I know it's gonna be a shorter segment, and I know. Look, we've just spent 2 hours on. You know, what do people think is gonna happen with Michigan? If you want that, Odyssey.com rewind.
Let me say this.
I had something for you.
I like that. Who am I?
Okay.
I actually felt like I had a chance.
Okay. I know we needed to.
His dog at 10 was named Rusty.
Right. Okay. I know. But, you know, we made a joke earlier about the Georgia TV station with the wrong graphic. And instead of it saying Michael Penix Jr., it said Michael Penis Jr. Sometimes there are headlines you read and I'm. Look, man, commercial breaks. I try to, you know, look, find stuff. Add it to our sheet. I have to read this. Because these are the moments where I'm just like, how am I living in real life?
Okay.
But I need a guarantee. There cannot be a drop made of this. I am reading the news. Okay, it's his right hand to God. Okay.
Actually the left, but go ahead.
Here's the headline. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this is real. Man with world's largest penis informs news outlet he's horrifically embarrassed that his enormous penis caused him to trip in the shower and seriously injure himself. Per the New York Post, we've heard of people with mammoth members have injured their partners. However, a UK man with the world's largest Johnson reportedly hurt himself after slipping and breaking his arm in the shower because of his got in his way. It was an embarrassing accident, Matt Barr told the Jam Press of the injury. He goes on to say the following. Now, I'm sorry, but I can't believe this is a real paragraph. The AI specialist frequently goes viral for his enormous unit, which at 14 and a half inches is reportedly the biggest medically proven penis in the world. He's even had a cast of his at the Phallological Museum in Iceland. Who knew? One of the issues.
Honey, can we go to that museum? Well, we good.
Well,
you can go with your girlfriend.
Now, help me with this, because here's the incident. One of the issues is especially an odd one. This is quote. One of the issues with it being so large, especially in hot water showers, is it's not easy to see my feet, the London residence recalls. As I was rushing to get ready for work, I didn't see the excess shower gel in the tub because the penis was the only thing in his eye line. He explained.
I mean,
he explained, I slipped on it, causing me to fall out of the tub completely head first and crack my shoulder on the hard floor, breaking my arm.
I'm lost. I mean, unless old boy's just got like a tree trunk, how in the world are you not seeing the shower floor?
Good for him. Good for him.
I don't know. That's just weird.
Like I said, there's one.
I never slip in the shower.
Once in a great while, you see a headline and it's like, you know what? F it. Just going to go ahead.
Because see, I'm thinking like, wait a minute. Like he tripped. Like on the ground? Like what? I'm thinking he tripped. That's just somebody. You know what? He just wanted to let the world know what he got.
Exactly.
Bro, he got a cast made of it at the museum in Iceland.
Right. Right. He just wanted to, you know what? Let me let the ladies know what I got. Because other than that, you tripped? Right. I'm thinking like you're like, well, you know, it was 3 feet. Wow. Okay. You tripped.
I offered you the news without comment. I just, that's all. We're going to
That was so ridiculous. Exactly.
Yeah. More like.
And he's an AI specialist?
Yeah.
That's what they call it now, huh?
Okay.
David, take a text, and then we will get to football. And I have something Tiger related. And again, if you want the Michigan stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind. Covered it every which way. It's really about what you guys are going to think is going to happen. We've offered some interesting questions, but that's it. There was no yelling. There's no chair throwing. I think everybody was pretty reasonable, and that's it. I think everybody, whether you're a Michigan fan or not, you're exhausted by it. You're tired. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I mean, I got what I wanted. You cheated, and Harbaugh's a scumbag. We're good. And David got what he wanted, a stupid T-shirt and a fake title. God bless.
We're number one.
He believes it's real. I don't have to validate it. We just move forward. Ticket text? Or are those unsafe?
Someone says, I also cannot see the shower gel because I'm fat. Okay, can't see past my stomach. Like, okay, all right.
I thought you were going to say, I can't see it either. No, signed, no. Jeremy Otto.
No. No, someone else says he tripped because he couldn't take his eyes off of it. Couldn't be more unimpressed with himself. Dennis the painter.
It's a weird flex. Like
It is.
I mean, honestly, you call into work. Wait, I'm injured. Why? Well, let me tell you. Yeah, bro, you would have been better off saying you got COVID.
Yes, David.
Someone says, deal over. We definitely need drops from that segment.
No, no.
Not doing it, guys.
That was news. News is not a part of our drop collection.
And honestly, there was really nothing funny that you said that was drop worthy.
Well, I was careful because I had to edit a little bit. There were some funny little ha-has in there, and I wasn't going to even risk it.
See, but you often told me you don't do radio that way.
Well, with this, you do.
Someone says he's from Iceland.
Well, no, he's from England. He got a cast of it made at the Phallological Museum in Iceland. Let's get it right.
Someone's saying they're not impressed, basically.
The headline was just something I figured the people of Detroit would want to hear.
I mean, imagine not knowing what the museum is and you got on a tour group and you're like, what are we looking at? Oh no. That looks like a...
Oh.
Now you're in an Austin Powers
church
movie.
Group taking the elderly out for the weekend.
Right.
Oh, dear.
And the next thing you know, you're in that Austin Powers scene.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.